Y'all could have called me. Yeah. I appreciate you calling me.
Excellento. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Do I have to? So wait, so Yaya's got the mic. You're not joining.
Tommy's talking.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure.
You're talking more than me, probably, on this one.
Yeah. Come on, play that funky music, white boy.
We need one at least.
We need some representation.
That's right.
That's funny.
That's right. Diversity and inclusion.
Shit. Nah, I'll admit, I think in high school and middle school, I think I definitely passed for white boy a lot more than brown guy.
That's interesting, bro.
Yeah.
Was it because you acted like a white boy?
No, I think the black kids couldn't quite figure me out, and the white dude, you know, I was kind of just in between. That's what it was.
Black people just gave black people shit, man, because they gave me shit for being Hispanic. And I'm like, bro, I just speak Spanish. I'm black, but I speak Spanish. Like, what?
I remember when we first moved to Virginia, and I was the girl with curly hair. It was the same thing. Everybody was like, what are you? Are you black? Are you white? I was like, no, I'm Puerto Rican. They're like, what is that? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I got bullied. And then when I went home and I cried because I got bullied, my mom smacked me and said, if you come home crying because someone bullied you, I'm going to whoop your ass next time. She's like, next time you're going to whoop their ass. And then I became a bully.
Carmen's an OG. Now, next time I see Carmen, I'll just imagine like the
cycle of violence continues. Cycle of violence. Look at that. All right. I've got a good warm-up discussion before we get started. I was in line at Tiger Records yesterday for their 3-year anniversary. I was not expecting to be standing in line. I thought it was going to be a quick in and out, but there was a line forming. And I think I stood in line for a total of, I think, 30 minutes. About 30 minutes. It was just like they were doing like club rules. Like, it was so packed in there. And I got there around 12:30. They opened at 12. And they were doing like club rules where one out, one in. You know, like for everybody that leaves, one person gets to go in. And it got me thinking, like, I'm too old to be standing in line for shit like this. I stopped standing in line for sneakers a few years ago after I had a very like existential embarrassing moment being in line for hours for some sneakers. And yesterday was kind of my moment of like, I don't think I'm going to stand in line for stuff like this anymore.
They got TaskRabbit for that now, man.
What is it?
TaskRabbit. Yeah, I think you could like pay somebody.
Someone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yo, shout out to Duval folks, because that was the last time I did a line was Duval folks. And I was literally in this line like shivering in my Halloween costume like, damn it, Giella, I'm only doing this for you, girl. Because I remember the last time I did a line, for real, for real. I'm so spoiled.
I was thinking the same thing. I said, only because this is Tiger, and if I don't get in here early, all the good records are going to be gone. Mm-hmm. But this, I might just have to hire,
TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit. This is not a plug. I'm not getting paid. I'm just saying it's a thing that exists. You can buy someone to stand in line for you.
No lie.
It's crazy.
So wait. So Yaya shared Duval folks, which I mean, is I think worthwhile. I think that's kind of like a club party thing. I think it's, you're going to have to stand in line.
For sure. It's worth it, though.
Exactly.
Like,
when's the last time you stood in line, Adrian?
Well, that Giella's show, Giella and Luna's show, that was the last time. And then prior to that, the one that I thought of initially when you gave us the question was Division concert down in Fort Lauderdale. I was like, you know what? We'll stand in line for this. And it was packed out.
Oh, wait, you didn't have like tickets or anything?
No, we did. We had tickets and you had to wait in line to go through. It was like, I mean, I'm talking about the wait was like 2 hours.
Hmm.
Like, it was stupid.
God damn.
Yeah, I know.
And the show was an hour.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, son, I got to get in here.
Nah, damn. So, okay.
That was it.
Tony, same question to you.
Tiger?
Outside of yesterday. I know you were in line for a little bit too.
What are we waiting in line for? I'm asking Freddie. I'm like, I don't know.
We watch lines as we walk by. We walk by lines. We don't stand in them.
Damn. You said that with a little bit of
it's like the Taco Judgment. Tequila Festival. It's like, man, look at all these people in line.
Damn.
Yeah, we did.
Which sounds like a bar. That sounds something like Drake would say.
100%. I guess
he would say he makes lines.
That's a good one. What's been the most ridiculous line that you stood in the sense of like, why am I doing this?
The Obama rally in 2007.
Wow.
Wait, what was ridiculous about standing in that line?
Because it was insane. It was millions of people downtown Jacksonville.
But you don't feel like that was like a moment or something? Like being among the people?
Sure. And it was still ridiculous.
I will say I did forget about this. In D.C., we stood in line for the African-American History Museum.
All right. All of this is showing me that I stand in line for dumb reasons.
Yeah, stop standing in line.
You stand in line to get a carpet.
I stood in line for cannabis, my medical marijuana.
I don't know. What type of line was that?
I literally had to wait 45 minutes.
Wow.
So I went to... I think they have like a broken egg or something like that next to it. And there's a Bosnian market. And so anyways, I just went and ate there. And then by the time I finished eating, I was able to go. So, but that's worth it.
Once again, the only thing, this was a terrible opening question because now I'm looking at myself like, damn, you over here standing in line for overpriced Jordans.
Yeah, bro.
Well, get it together, buddy. A lot of people do that.
I know.
You're
just saying.
A lot of kids.
Just had a moment. As a full-on adult now, is there anything that you would make an exception to stand in line for more than an hour?
Beyonce.
Okay.
That was quick, too.
That was good. I stand in line for to go see Sade. Sade comes back and I got to stand
Sade
in line.
Sade was the other person.
For 2 hours? For tickets? I'd do that.
A neo soul queen.
Yeah. Damn right. You said that with some respect next time, Freddie, all right? You ain't watching that line. You in it, too.
There was nothing but respect in there. Right.
Freddie, who you waiting in line to see? Who would you wait in line to see if you had to wait for 4 hours? What artist or event would you do? I'm saying four hours.
4 hours. Beyonce? I'm like, I think she's the only one that's worth it. 4 hours, I would wait 4 hours for Beyonce.
Damn, I hate to say it, Beyonce too, but I want to say Coward. Maybe Doja Cat, because I feel Doja Cat puts on a show. You know, I would want, if I'm going to wait, first of all, I'm going to do a line and I'm going to spend money to go to a concert because I'm also spoiled in that sense. I think Doja Cat, because I see her videos and her performances, I think it'll be worth standing in her line to see what she does.
Okay. Adrian, what happened to your mic, Adrian? Oh, okay. Adrian, would you stand in line knowing that you could get some Kanye West tickets, Adrian?
Oh, no. No. I can't support. No, I'm just kidding. Just 4 hours for a Kanye ticket, dog? That sounds, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would stand 4 hours.
Not this Kanye.
If Kanye was like, I'm performing every single, all my best ofs, College Dropout to Upwards.
Right now?
Is he talking in between?
Age? Yeah, right.
That's the main question.
Is he just going to rap and not say shit?
Word.
That's the main question.
He got a
right
gag
there.
Order in between?
Yeah, we need you to not speak, bro. Okay. Just all right. Sing a song.
Is there an apology between each song?
You know, all right, what if it's a Kanye's apology tour? He's like, I'm performing all my best stuff. And in between, I'm apologizing for every item. He's got like
I can't believe Tony's saying no.
You know he would.
No, because Tony, you know Tony's a firm. Even when Kanye was starting his BS, that's he was true. Like, no. It's just
No. That was a secret no. Now it's an absolute no.
Tony was like, he's an artist.
Yeah. My favorite concerts have been Kanye concerts because he's put on the best concerts I've seen.
And you went to his Sunday.
The Sunday service.
Oh, that's
dope. I've seen Kanye, 4 or 5 times in concert. Best concerts. As far as like all throughout theatrics, etc. He's done it. But I would not go to a concert at this day and age.
Okay.
And I would not stand in line for her.
To wrap up, it sounds like.
No. Not to wrap up. What are you standing in for 4 hours in line
you,
for?
I told you. I would
Sade?
I'd go stand in line to get some Sade tickets if I knew I had to go. I think. All right. Well, is there any other categories that you would stand in line for outside of music? I mean, I've admitted I've stood in line for fucking child labor sneakers. All right?
I did it.
I'm not proud of it.
And this gonna be. I'm not trying to be like a sad story. I did it for gas for Hurricane Maria.
Wow.
I was in the line for. Yeah. I know. It's so stupid.
She's making Bobby look like a complete tool, bro. Yeah. Insane commentary right now. What?
Yeah, were you expecting us to be like, oh, you idiot?
No, I was expecting Tony to say, here goes Janina with her damn Hurricane Maria story.
That's funny. All right, I appreciate you guys taking time to answer that. I just feel worse about myself now. So thank you for that. And I think we are good to get started. How does everyone feel about getting started? We want to do a little toast?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a little cheers. Cheers to Next Men tonight, all right? Joined by friends. Feeling cozy. Feeling cozy. Feeling cozy. And, you know, special guest.
Charles.
We got some audience members. All right, here we go. Yo, Spinheads. Welcome back for another spin. This is episode 18. And to any new listeners joining us for the first time, welcome to the Next Spin podcast, the best place to hear monthly conversations about different music genres, record collecting, and personal stories from music lovers. Damn, that was a lot of... Was everyone deciding to pop their drinks at the same time?
Yeah.
That gnat sound is going to sound like I'm in a bar. My name is Bodder, and I'm excited to bring you another great episode. I am joined by the usual suspects today, all right? I got the full Next Spin collective here with me. On mic number two, we got Mr. Art Collector, the Don Dada himself, all right? Yes. Art connoisseur.
Yes.
Mr. Adrian Ross.
Thank you very much.
What up, Adrian? Hello, I'm not going to do any plus. Just give him a little round of snaps. Actually, on the mics today, I think this is, what, the second episode in a row that he's engaged the mics. It's the tallest and most bashful member of our collective, Tony Tutaw Smile Allergic. There we go. All right. That's Tony's way of saying hello. We've also got on camera duty, sharing a mic with another member, is the queen of the party herself and your favorite morning radio superstar, Yaya Love, is in the building. Snap, snap, hello.
Saludo, mi gente.
Ooh, come on. They ain't ready for that. They ain't standing in line for that. Or are they?
I really should have done that in college. I don't know. I never thought about
ASMR?
Doing this like, yeah, daddy.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, this is a family show. A family show. Wow.
Rated R.
My mom listens to this. And last but not least, sharing a mic with that potty mouth over there is Freddie Quiet Storm Douglas, a.k.a. he came to the meetup shaking his dreads, throwing these bows and busting these heads.
Ooh. There we go. No dreads.
I know he ain't got his dreads. I know. It just sounded so good. All right. Well, Freddie, we're happy to have you on the mic with us and actually here on time for the recording.
Thank you so much. Damn. Bartle shooting shots. Yeah, there.
Right? You see him.
I hope you're ready when I pull my
spicy. It's spicy today.
All right, listeners, before we get started on today's main topic, let me start by knocking the dust off the wax. And I just want to ask some small favors. All right, I got my beggar hat on. All right, I just need to ask some small favors from all of you. For starters, if you haven't listened to our previous episode where we challenged ourselves to create a vinyl set based on a theme of our choosing, as well as drawing the line in the sand when it comes to the rules and art of making a playlist, do yourselves a favor. Go listen to episode 17 right after this one. Hell, you don't even got to do anything for most apps. You just let, you know, the next episode ride out. You got 16 episodes of Next Spin to catch up on. That sounds like a good time to me. And last but not least, please make sure you're following the podcast on Instagram at Next Spin. You don't got to worry about Twitter because it probably won't be here by the time this episode comes out. So make sure you give us a follow on Instagram. That's NE2XT Spin. You'll be able to see pictures and video from this meetup and content related to our personal record collection. Today's theme, Spinheads, is play that fucking music, white boy and girl.
You know Bodder practiced that.
How many times in the mirror, Bodder?
Me.
All right, this is the type of vibe we are. So is this the vibe we get on when we record first? We're not all like sleepy and drunk and like ready to call it a day. We're energetic.
What it is.
All right, so today's theme was selected by the Quiet Storm himself, Mr. Freddie. Freddie, I got to give you props on the naming of this episode. You gave me the episode title. I don't even got to think about it. Tell us about
you do so much hard work, bud. I appreciate that. I'm trying to.
Thank you. You could have taken a shot right there at me, but you know, extend the olive branch. I appreciate that. What was the motivation and inspiration for today's theme?
Really just an excuse for me to play some of these white boys and girls I have in my collection. I play the white diaspora don't get no love.
Our
podcast, you know?
Nah, that's facts.
I've never thought I'd hear the word white diaspora and it gets no love. Aren't they the whole world? Nah, I thought this was a interesting theme, Freddie. You always come through with it. To the rest of you, did anyone have to buy like specific records for today, or were you able to pull from your collection just fine? I.e., did you have enough white boys and girls in your collection for today?
I mean, I didn't, I literally pulled only the three that I had. And I thought I had the Beatles, and I don't. So today's, I don't want to disappoint our listeners, but today's just going to be what y'all get from me.
Okay. I mean, it's not like they hear listening to the record, yeah, but yeah, I get it. Adrian.
No, I had some joints in the collection that I haven't played yet. Well, in a group setting, so I'm excited to play them today.
Okay. And Tony?
No.
Wait, no. What do you mean?
No. I did not have to buy anything.
Okay.
I had to dilute my Snow Allegras.
It was a lot of Googling of who's white and who's not.
I was like, why is Snow Allegra brown on this cover? And she's from Sweden.
Iran.
She went to Miami before the photo shoot. That's what it was. Yeah, and that too. I think
she's a cartoon in it.
Well, you were trying to say Mark Anthony's white.
He is.
Michael, you have something
the
to say
white
about that?
Diaspora.
He is. I mean, I guess.
Like,
let's
come in all shades, okay?
Look, yeah, there you go.
Man, you know what? I got to take a step back because I did not give a shout out to our in-studio audience, which features fucking Foundation. We got Adrian and Kelly here and special guests all the way from New York, all right? You've been on the podcast before. Michael's here with us, all right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hello, hello. I love this whole moment. So I'm happy that I was able to time up my time in Jacksonville with this amazing collective, right?
Thank you. Freddie, I will say, even though you came up with a stellar name for an episode, coming up with questions for one like this was rather challenging, right? It's like, I don't want to be too insensitive. So I asked you guys for ideas for questions, topics to cover on an episode like this with this theme. Per the usual, you guys ignored my text. The only one.
I said Grammys.
Yeah, no, Tony, let's be real. A show of hands, who actually watched the Grammys and or kept up with it?
Every time.
I do.
Every time.
God damn it. That was not a good
Freddie is forced into it.
No, I'm forced to watch. I could
guess. He ain't raised his hand, though.
And I just watched, and the Latin Grammys just happened two weeks ago.
That's fair. Yeah, I did watch the,
Rosalia.
I did watch the European VMAs, which was super boring.
And then you were confused why people thought you were white in high school.
Yeah, Bobby, you're giving away the game, Bobby. It's kind of hard. I'm trying to fight for you, dog.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, we're talking about the white diaspora. I was like, wow, Europeans, man, they wild. I didn't feel like talking about no Grammys because time this episode comes out, that's old news. But of course, my guy Adrian was holding it down for me, and he actually gave me a really good idea and question that I'll toss out. So this first segment about this particular theme will be short. But Adrian, I'm giving you full credit for this, and I want you to take the lead on this question. Who are some of the coldest white boys and or girls that you'd like to big up if you ever had a chance to meet them?
Well, so that idea.
Come on, well, that's a good question.
That question was in kind of a jest, but
that wasn't in the notes.
It is in notes. It says, who are some of the coldest white boys and gals you'd like to big up?
Oh, yeah.
Or dap maybe. Up. I was going to put dap up. But.
So I remember like Eminem was the motivation for that question. Cause that was like immediately what came to mind, right? Like in my mind, like, yo, if I got some, you know, white boys that I or girls and gals and people that I look up to, then, you know, Eminem is definitely one of those. Like I remember being 14, like, yo, I need this the latest Eminem crazy ass record that he's saying, you know, the wildest shit you ever heard before. But him, Justin Timberlake, that dude is crazy. Future Sex Love Sounds is an amazing record.
I think you don't realize you're sent by a lamb, all right, right now.
Yeah.
And they don't appreciate Justin Timberlake.
No.
Wait, you know, I fucked that up. I meant to say, I was thinking Janet Jackson fans. Justin Timberlake. My apologies.
It's okay.
Whenever she calls her fans.
Yeah.
The Jannies? I don't know.
The Jannies.
Yeah. The Jannies?
I'm sure that's like a religion. I don't know. Whatever.
Is that the BET Grammys? Yeah, the Jannies?
Probably.
So but Eminem, yeah. Justin Timberlake, those are your dappable.
Immediate first two that I think of. And then probably Madonna. I know she's kind of weird now. But Madonna has some really cool stuff back in the day, man. I really like her whole like vibe.
You just listed, I think, like
they're all
black,
though.
No, that's
they're
fine.
They're
black.
They're all alive.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. The question wasn't related to dead or alive. I think you listed like the most iconic, like when you think of that joke or phrase, like, oh, they get a pass to the barbecue or invite to barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like, I think Eminem at least has always been everyone's token, you know, favorite white boy.
Yeah.
100%. Especially any hip hop heads. Okay. Tony, same question to you.
In music, specifically?
You know what? For you, Tony, we're going to skip our music category, our music-centric podcast.
The immediate person I thought of was Martha Stewart, but she's not in music.
I think she got a record with Snoop Dogg, no?
Yeah, she got a Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. And all that, but I'd dab up Martha Stewart. Yeah.
I don't know. Amy's dead. Janice is dead.
Would it be fucked up if I said, it took me a while to realize Amy Winehouse was white? I don't know. She strikes me as someone that could be mixed.
She's with us.
She's with us. She was traded.
That's it. Too much soul. I was like, nah.
Besides the coke thing, she with us.
Got it.
I don't know. Outside of that, like, I didn't grow up on Madonna to have that Madonna love. I think I missed that mark. Same thing with like Elton John. Oh, what's her name?
Christina Aguilera.
Celine Dion. There you go.
She's not white.
Celine Dion? She is. Canadian?
That's a white.
That's
one.
Like, that's when you think of white music. Canadian. That's true.
I think the white. So white. That's white.
All right.
I stick with Celine Dion.
Okay. All right. You can pass it. All right. Yeah. Give us the coldest.
Yo, after watching the newest Elvis Presley movie, I would love to sit down and talk more about it with him.
Kelly's just shaking her head in the back. Like,
Did you see the new movie? Wait till you see the new movie, because it's going to give you guys another perspective on him and his life. So I would like to talk to him. Who else? Obviously.
Like when you say talk to him, you mean like summon him from like a seance to talk to him?
Like, yeah, like, isn't this what we're talking about? Dap on up? From the dead.
But, you know, save this for a future topic. A musician you'd like to bring back, you know, via summon a seance to dap up. That's a good one. I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, I do Gaga. There you go.
Gaga, Gaga. Definitely, I would love to talk to Elton John. I think he's amazing and hear more about his story. And who would be my third person? Amy Winehouse, because I brought her today. And I think I would like to hear another side of her, like hear her story from her side. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Maybe Adele also, you know, because that's my girl.
Yeah. Big ups to Adele.
For me, is you know, I can't really speak on these people's character, but like the Phil Collins of the world and the Tame Impalas of the world. And nobody said Britney Spears. Is that everybody against Britney?
We get a lot of Britney. And the more I get of her, I'm like, I'll just watch you. Oh,
okay. So I was really kind of honed in on that adjective of coldest. I was like, who's the coolest fucking white boys in the game? And my three go to... So my first one is kind of tied. Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever heard them on that Thundercat song, Show You the Way. But when they both bust out like crooning, it's fucking amazing. And you're like, yeah, of course.
Is
someone
Michael
like,
McDonald live?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he is. Damn, this has really become like the Def podcast. Yeah. Now I'm telling you, Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald, I mean, come on. Them motherfuckers got smooth ass voices, all right? Silky smooth voices. And there's a reason why someone like Thundercat was like, you know what? I'm going to get them on a song. All right, number two, Bobby Caldwell. You guys remember on Twitter when everyone was first finding out Bobby Caldwell was a white dude and was losing their mind? Like, wait,
is
you
that
mean...
that singers from the 80s?
There are times... when you need someone.
No, what? He's white?
He's a white boy. Oh, yeah.
I'm just now learning that.
Really?
Today, years old.
See? Yeah. Coldest. He was the coldest.
That's how cold he was.
And you know what? To get philosophical, when I think coldest, I mean elevate. They go above skin tone. It's like we're a people.
I thought you were talking about the guy from the 80s that goes, I just want to tell you what I'm feeling.
That is a white dude. I don't even need to see him.
Did we all just get Rickrolled in 2022? Is that just what happened?
Yeah.
By Jaja.
Did you not think that was a white guy?
That's hilarious.
No, I'm not going to lie. And especially if you see the kind of, if you see his scrawny Johnny ass.
I'm just curious. What did you think his ethnicity was?
Not white.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. All right.
You know who I thought was white for the longest was Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
I thought Billy Ocean was white until I saw him.
Yeah. Billy Ocean. Yeah, I see it. All right. And last but not least. last but not least, you know, I like to praise Sade, you know, being the queen of neo soul a lot, but I realized that she wouldn't be anywhere without her band, and she's got some cold white boys on that band, specifically one by the name of Stuart Colin Matthewman. He's also known as Cotton Belly.
Like is this a snake?
He was the guitarist and saxophonist of the band Sade. Sade is an amazing singer, but the fucking guitar and saxophone on all them songs? I mean,
you real vocal today, the buddy. Vocal.
These are crazy sounds.
So, all right, does anyone have any other honorable mentions? I'll take even any from the audience that we want to mention the music.
Two mics. Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Kenny G. That's a good one. That's a good one.
John B.
John B.
Keep up. Robin Thicke, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Tina Marie.
Damn.
Oh, Tina Marie.
The better Presley.
And you know what? You know what? George Michael. I mess with George Michael real heavy.
Mm. Like, y'all got the, like, is it, did he have curly locks like you too?
No.
Wavy. He gave a little wave. Oh, okay. Something.
I thought it was a wave. I thought it was a hair thing. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, okay. It's a gay thing.
Oh, word.
No one should. No.
He said the N-word.
You remember that one song?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the commonalities I'm seeing among all of our candidates are soulful. They can sing. Allies of the disenfranchised and others. Any other commonalities?
I'm like, maybe, yeah.
All right, I might be reaching. All right, look, I try to milk that topic for everything it was worth, and I think we finally hit the rock bottom with that one. So I appreciate you guys on that. Let's talk about the records because we only got so much time before Mr. Too Busy Body Tony got to leave.
He's going to eat a free meal.
I did have one question because we're recording this episode the week before Record Store Day. This one comes out on Black Friday. I sent you guys the list of all the releases. Is there anything of note that piques your interest that you might be interested in buying? Anything you're excited for, et cetera, et cetera? Tony, I'm only going to go to you because you were shit talking this month or this Record Store release. So I want to hear some good out of you.
Yeah, it's a horrible Record Store Day. It's not the one. I'm going to wait until the next one.
There's nothing out of nothing. All of the Zero. Releases.
Zero.
Your standards are way too high, Tony.
Mm-mm. It also has to go into, am I willing to wait in line to go get this record? And there's absolutely nothing on that list I'm willing to wait in line for.
That's fine. We ride it back to the line. I like it. Thank you, Tony. I mean,
my biggest issue is, though, with Record Store Day is...
Oh, I guess that is a thing we stood in line for. Record Store Day last year.
That's right. And you guys felt silly. Because everyone was walking by, y'all like, what the fuck are these losers doing?
They didn't. They were getting in line right behind us.
Freddie, what about you? Anything coming out in Record Store Day that piques your interest?
No. It's more or less the same titles they put out every year with some new color, blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking through right now. And anytime I see a Dilla or a Madlib record, I'm always curious. But nah, man, just looking through, like everyone's saying, looks pretty run-of-the-mill. Yeah, they got a Slaughterhouse. Oh, they got a Slaughterhouse record? The hell?
Adrian, that is the most Adrian thing I've ever heard. A Slaughterhouse, you get excited for a Slaughterhouse vinyl.
Yeah.
The hip-hop head in me appreciates that. All right, the only thing I'll make note, there's two that I kind of want. One is an instrumental album that's produced by J Dilla, which I'm definitely going to have to buy that. But there's another one that piqued my interest. It was called The Story of Stark Reality. Discovers the Hoagy Carmichael Music Shop. It's fucking long ass title, right? But it's one of those records that the vinyl friends that I follow on Instagram, like all the hip hop heads that do sample digging and all that, this is like one of them records that is always hard to find. It's very expensive. It's like, you know, it hasn't been reissued. So this is an opportunity to own this record. And the interesting story behind it is that Hoagy Bix Carmichael, who is the credited musician on that, he used to work on Wall Street. And at around like age 30, he was like, yo, I don't want to be doing this no more. And his dad was like a musician. He had released this kids album, this kids album. Well, Hoagy, the son, Hoagy Bix Carmichael, meets the music director of WGBH, which was one of like the country's like most forward-thinking PBS stations. So he was a he met the music guy.
That's in Boston,
the,
right?
Yeah, the music man. His name was Monty Stark. Was the name of the music man, and he tells him like this idea he's got about like doing a something for PBS, and he tells him about his dad's like kids album. So they listen to it and they're like, you know, we could really jazz this shit up, and that's what they do. So with the music man from the radio station and Hoagie, they produced this album that became like a kind of a big hit in the sense of like. Just it's ripe for samples. It's very funky. It's like you think children's cartoon, you think very run of the mill ABC stuff, but it's like really musically inclined. So I say all that to say for this Record Store Day, they're re-releasing that for like one of the first times, and I hope to get that.
Oh yeah,
so that's dope, huh? Thanks for crushing my dreams, y'all. Record Store Day sucks.
Sucks.
I thought I pressed the button. That was good. Dope.
That was good. Pretty good impersonation.
Thank you.
Love you. All right, let's get to our second to last segment. Let's talk about the name your three records, and if you got a story or a personal thing you want to share about one of them specifically. I'm going to go counterclockwise. Freddie, you go.
Thanks. I brought... brought his Robin Thicke joint.
Yay!
The only one... that people actually know, I feel like, the evolution of Robin Thicke.
Is that the one of Shooters on it, of Little
Yeah,
Wayne?
Shooters.
Shooter. I love that song.
Very dope album. He actually still writes a lot of music now. But, he's
You make more money as a writer.
His last album wasn't even that bad. Like, yeah, it was a pretty good album. He just fell off after
after the Miley Cyrus thing.
Like Miley Cyrus, the drug thing, his ex-wife situation. Yeah.
It was like a combination of
everything. It was several things. Like
he just made some bad PR moves.
Unfortunately.
And I brought maybe the smoothest white boy in the land.
John
Mayer.
Ew.
Okay, I thought you were going to say like Jack White. No, John Mayer's cool. I thought you were going to say Jack White. Who? I think Jack White's
Oh, I do love Jack
smooth.
White. He's cool.
He's cool as shit.
Can't stand he's John the second Mayer.
But not John Mayer. Yeah. He's had me in my fields a few times.
And I brought Hall & Oates too, but I also brought this Domi and J.D. Beck just to rub it in Adrian's face because he's not getting his till next year.
Cool.
But I'm probably playing a Hall & Oates joint.
Okay. Now, that's a solid lineup. Solid lineup of Play That Funky Music, White Boy. All right, Yaya, take it away. What'd you bring?
Hello, I'm representing the ladies today. I mentioned Amy Winehouse.
Actually, good point. Freddie had no ladies in that.
I know a lot of y'all don't.
Sexist.
Yeah, true.
For real.
Yeah, I can't speak.
Anyways, I got Miss Amy Winehouse. Lioness Hidden Treasures is her, my favorite album of hers.
Is this your first time bringing Amy Winehouse, Lioness?
I'm like, maybe you'd bring men if you had more records to bring.
Shots fired. Well, you know, Christmas is coming, so you know what I'm saying? I expect a gift card from Tiger Records or something.
Easy. That's like, I'll give you one right now.
But this is probably has three of my favorite top 10 songs of all time is from Amy Winehouse. I constantly sing this in the shower.
Is Valerie one of them?
No, Valerie's not even one of them.
Yeah,
my favorite one is Wake Up Alone. Wake Up Alone, Halftime, and the girl from Ipanema. I love Amy Winehouse version of that. The story behind it is just so great on her stories. And then Miss Ariana Grande. Cause I do like this, her last, well, this isn't her last album. But I appreciate Ariana Grande. I appreciate her vocal skills. When I went to see her live, she sounds exactly what you hear on the record, if not better. So baby girl can't dance, but she can sing. And
all you see is a floating ponytail.
Yeah, for real. That's odd. That's swinging left and right. And of course to represent, Jacksonville and my roots because I grew up this is probably my dad's favorite band, this or Journey, but I got a Chicago record that I got at a thrift shop which I thought was a special record because it's in Spanish, but I thought I was like oh my god, when did Chicago record a Spanish album? No, it's just the cover is a special cover, so I gotta look this up because I'm sure this is worth some kind of money.
You mentioned you're Jacksonville
to represent Jacksonville because you know Jacksonville loves Chicago and Journey and
I thought they were so, like from here.
Every
or something,
bar,
or?
No, every bar you go, you'll hear a damn Chicago.
Chicago's actually from Jacksonville.
Yeah, they wish, because shoot.
Good stuff. All right, Tony, take it away. What you got for us? What's your set looking like?
Five. First one is Best Coast, which is California.
Is that the one with the cat on the cover?
Yeah.
Come on. When you leave me. Are you going to play that song?
Maybe.
You've been singing all
You know what it is? It's because I'm...
and I'm not mad at it. I want more singing by
I love it.
I mean, all right.
I think it's fantastic.
I know.
I have the original Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin.
Oh, wow.
Why do you stress original so much and look at Yaya that way, man? Come on, chill. Chill, we
the
friends.
The spice.
Janis, she's part of the 27 Club. Died at 27 before... She made it past that, and the third record.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
This dude's collection is insane.
Wait, what is it? Oh, No Doubt. This.
My first party.
I'll go with Panic at the Disco. Because
why
it
not
was...
No Doubt?
Yo, that right there, that was...
Girl, I would steal this.
Because I feel like I did No Doubt before.
No, you didn't. Wait,
I just want to hear it.
Yeah. Yo, people's choice, Tony. You got to. People's choice.
Okay.
People's choice.
Panic at the Disco, because originally when Freddie discussed the white boy music thing, it was white boy music at the beaches. Like, what are the songs that would constantly play at the beaches? And Panic at the Disco was definitely one of those songs that would constantly.
Lil Jon's, yeah, too.
Yeah.
That's another one.
For white boy music.
Because Lil Jon is the whitest you chill ever meet. That's right.
That's as far as it goes. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, that's good. I still. What are we snapping for? Wait, Tony didn't even pick No Doubt. Why are we snapping for Tony? Threw a shot at you. Confusing. All right, Adrian. What's your set looking like?
Well, if we get to me, I did bring records just in case, and I got so I know them.
Oh, right, because you're skipping.
I'm supposed to be skipped this month, but I'm bringing records anyways. I've got I got Drake.
why didn't you pick? Why didn't any of us pick Drake as the coldest white boy? First of all, actually, defend this.
Well, if he's black, then why can't he be white?
Oh,
he's black and white.
Huh.
I was just saying, dog.
Okay. Biracial, okay. Bisexual.
The white diaspora.
That's a good point. Damn, you shut it down pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to use that next time.
You should, dog. And I'm going to play, I think I'm going to play Cameras on that one because I like that song. It's that type of day. And then I brought System of a Down.
Damn right.
My daughter, Selena, she actually was the one who wanted to pick this record. So, because she's into like a rock.
The youngest daughter.
She's in this rock phase right now. So
you won't let her get into Willow. You're like, you can do System of a Down.
I pushed her. This is her choice. Like, I would push her into Willow. I have no problem with Willow. I'm just saying this is what she chose. So I'm like, all right, man, I like it. Whatever. I'm rock with it. So Chop Suey. I think I'll play that one off this one.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, your daughter's listening to Chop Suey?
Yes, bro. That's crazy. 11 years old. Like, I don't know where it's coming from. And then I got Tame Impala.
Yes.
Currents. And I'm gonna play Reality in Motion.
That's a good one.
Those are my records.
Those are solid.
Thanks, man.
Okay. The Ross family over there, man, holding it down. Okay. So my records, super quick. I'm just gonna pull them out. All right. I should have had him as an honorable mention, but Boz Scaggs. What is the name of this one? This one is Silk Degrees, which is a pretty hard-ass name for an album. Degrees. I think, obviously I'm going to play Lowdown. You guys all know Lowdown, right?
I'd have to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tony, you know it? That is not that one. Okay.
What?
You know what?
He's like, I know that rhythm.
I think I can take it. Let me take a step back, because originally I was going to bring, I think, some like relatively like known artists. Like, I was going to do Justin Timberlake.
Bring Justified?
I did not.
Wow.
Let me explain.
The whole reason I didn't bring it.
Let me explain. We are in your house. What do you mean you didn't bring it? Just turn around. So I was going to do like Justin Timberlake. I was going to do like Hall & Oates, Bobby Caldwell. But I was actually talking to Freddie yesterday, and he brought up how he's been wanting to challenge himself to look at his collection, you know, get some new records. And I just like did a whole purge of like, my collection. And it got me thinking, like, you know what? Let me bring some records I don't normally play and, like, you know, just go a little off the beaten path. So, anyways, just level setting, which is
in my defense. I had to work today, so I didn't get to do the research I wanted to do. That's why I brought my record.
That is not your defense. You chose this topic, so goodbye.
That's a good point, yeah. I was going to let him go.
Thank you,
Jimmy. Right. All right, my next record is, this is just a single, but if you've never heard the Jamiroquai Feel So Good Knee Deep remix, yeah, it's a super dope song. It's just a single, and you know, my little brother, Ellis, who's not really that little, he's been like in Italy for a long time and in Japan, you know, he's been doing all these like Navy deployments. So his music taste has now really gotten into like that kind of like upbeat club type vibe. And this was a song he sent me, and I know Jamiroquai, but this was like a special remix. And so when I hear it now, I think like, damn, it's cool that my little brothers are, you know, getting their own taste and sending me music recommendations.
Not white.
I did too. I didn't know.
His name is Jamiroquai.
Oh, that's another one.
He might be Moroccan. Have you seen him?
No. I remember looking up Jamiroquai, like trying to figure out more about Jamiroquai. And it was interesting to learn that he is like a big environmentalist, I think is the phrase. Like someone that was very like about like the earth and keeping it clean. And I think kind of caused some trouble with like his record label because they wanted more upbeat music, and he was like, no, I want to talk about like the environment.
Yeah.
So anyways, and then last but not least, I also brought, I don't know if you guys know who Steely Dan is, but it's like jazz rock. It's like rock and jazz. He worked with Tom Scott, who is a really brilliant saxophonist or forget what instrument Tom Scott played right now, but he was a jazz musician. Anyways, Steely Dan, jazz rock. He's an artist that I kind of just came across from like a sample. Like, you guys know that Kanye West song, Do You Realize You're a Champion in Their Eyes? Boom, boom, boom. Well, that's a Steely Dan sample.
Okay.
And I found the record that had that, and I listened to that record. I was like, damn, this is some funky, cool shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just an artist that now when I see his records, you know, you kind of just want to pick up. So,
word.
Anyways, I'm about to put y'all on some game,
okay,
is what I'm saying.
Okay. Not mad at it.
But aside from that, I guess we can get into our last segment of the show, which is the backspin.
That sucks.
I want to hear from all of you, what is one song that has been on repeat for you lately that you just can't seem to stop playing? It doesn't got to be brand new. It doesn't even got to be related to the theme. I want to hear, let's go clockwise this time. Adrian, give me your backspin.
All right. So there are a couple that were circulating back and forth, but that King's Disease 3, Nas King's Disease 3, that album is crazy. Yeah. And been listening to Get Light. That song on the album is fire.
Kid Light, yo, here, boy, hold up, bring it back, yeah, Kid Light with it, day party to midnight with it, ice wet like a fire hydrant hit it.
And let's go to Tony next. Tony, what's your backspin for the day?
I think I'm going to go with, well, it's not, so it's circulating on TikTok, but it's not an official song out. It's Azealia Banks for New Bottega.
New Bottega, is that what it's called?
Damn.
Did she just ugh?
She did.
Yes,
that is
I did.
Homophobic of you. It'll be between Azealia Banks and the Cautious Clay EP.
All right, wait.
Which
so
Jania does know who it is.
So, what are people about to hear? Azealia Banks' New Bottega?
No, Bottega.
Before we pass it on to me, is Azealia Banks even Hispanic for her to be doing all these bodega words and all this Spanish
Bottega,
stuff? Or is she trying
Bottega
to
Veneta,
or is she trying to live off of that cultura? Because some of her songs should be doing some of that Spanish stuff too. So
Bottega is like Chanel. It's a fashion label.
Yeah,
not a
I don't
Spanish
care. Look, Mike knows what I'm talking about because look, you see,
Azealia was raised by Dominican nannies in the Heights, so she
but
wants
she
to
ain't
be a,
Dominican.
Honorary Dominican.
Okay. She
Dominican.
Loves talking about people.
She's killed enough chickens.
The Santeria that happens in that apartment.
She goes off on other people stealing the culture and stealing the vibe, but she's out here pretending to be Latina. Girl, shut up. Can't stand Azealia Banks.
Damn.
And she's usually right.
Goodbye.
Problematic fave.
Look, we can have a spin-off podcast where y'all debate Azealia Banks. Yeah, give us your next man. Or your backsman. Heated, your backsman.
You know she's going to say, what's Chris Brown.
I am going to say Chris Brown.
I think I just figured out our next theme. Problematic, our favorite problematic musicians.
For real, mine would probably is definitely, and I hate to say this, and it's Chris Brown influence, and it's not because of the song, it's more because of the video dancing that I'm seeing. I'm obsessed with how women are doing the choreography for this, and I know this isn't like a new song of his. TikTok is what made this song blow up again, so it's amazing to see the power of TikTok, obviously. But more than anything, it's just the if no one has seen the video of Influence, this girl who they're finally applauding Chris Brown for using dark skinned girls finally. But this girl kills it in the video dancing, and so yeah, this is why I'm into it. So yeah.
Wait, was that your backspin for the?
That's my backspin, Chris Brown, Under the Influence.
Which is what he should not be under.
I was like, you were dragging Rihanna last week. Now you're praising Chris Brown.
I did not drag Rihanna. I just said,
from outside.
Let's just be honest. Rihanna cannot sing. Rihanna is not a singer. Her ass is monotone, and they have to use...
Auto-tune.
Not auto-tune. There's this other thing. I forget what it's called. There's this other thing that's not auto-tune that they use to to correct her pitch and all that. So yes, I will keep saying just how Alicia Keys is not a singer either.
Guys, wait, guys. Do you guys realize this is what this theme is doing to us? We're dividing our people. We are talking about the coldest white boys and girls. Now we
no.
trashing.
She dragging black people from knowing a little bit of Spanish.
Nobody can win
with Yaya.
Let's address this after the mics. Freddie, give me your backspin. What's the song for you?
Well, mine That's is crazy. Just a little tune that I discovered from, I can't remember his name, I follow him on Instagram, but whatever. A group called Veggie. No, the song called Veggie. Yeah, no, I'm lying. The album's called Produce, the group's called Veggie, and the song's called Groove.
I swear to God, Freddie, everyone always picks songs I can easily find on YouTube. Yours, it will be like, YouTube's like, what? No, I'm kidding. So, all right, once again, the song is called
Groove by Veggie.
Boom. All right, we're going to play a little bit of that. Okay, because I'm on my Petty McQueen shit right here, my backspin for today is aimed towards my two pals, Adrian and Tony. I went ahead and sent them something I thought they'd like. It was a Music Soul Child project. You know, Music Soul Child, this is out from 2020. Music Soul Child dropped this little project where he was doing covers for like famous R&B songs, like, you know, Marvin Gaye, Ribbon in the Sky, Stevie Wonder. But he was doing it over like J Dilla beats. And it was really fucking good. It was a free download on Bandcamp. I said it to Adrian and Tony, like, yo, y'all like this. Guess what response I got?
Nothing.
Listen.
That was the response I got. Nothing.
Nothing that is literally all. Our group chat is just us sending each other
yeah, like
songs and nobody responds to any of the cool. songs ever.
And then it's just us talking to each other
at that time well, you of day. Know
what? I didn't like when it happened to me, oh, so man. I'm, you know, I'm being petty. Like,
that's
it.
Crazy.
Our group text is as popping as our Instagram.
Ooh, I don't throw shade at
pal. Pal.
All right, but anyways, I want to say, I'll even throw a little link for this project in the show notes if you're curious, because it's a free download. It came out in 2020, but he did a cover with Rock With You, the Michael Jackson song, and it is so fucking good. Music Soul Child is someone that I feel like he's kind of happy with what he's done. And I mean, it's not to say like disparage it, but to me, like he's such a talented guy. And I don't know if like people bring him up as
well. Well, he had a hot moment, like, you know what I mean? Early 2000s, like it was his time, dog. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That's a good point. So anyways, this is Music Soul Child, Rock With You over a cool ass Dilla beat.
got to feel that heat, and we can ride the boogie, share that beat of love. I wanna rock with you all night.
And that is everyone's backspin for today. If you're curious about any of the music we played, check out the show notes. It'll have it's been put in like the YouTube video link, so you could listen to all of the songs via the link in the show notes. And if you're curious about the records we brought, that too is in the show notes of this episode. But that is pretty much everything.
Shout out to Beyonce for the Grammys. Since Bada will not bring up the Grammys on 9 nominations, tying it with Jay-Z for 88 nominations total.
Damn.
Making it the most Grammy nominations of any artist, period.
Tony Anyways. Looked at my soul for every single point he made. All right, I get it. I apologize. Beehive about to attack the whole show. I'm not going down solo. I'm bringing all y'all down with me.
We love Beyonce on this side.
I said I wait in line for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'll, you know what? I'll actually throw that in now. I will wait 4 hours for Beyonce. That's bodder.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. All right. Well, Freddie, thank you so much for a very awesome theme.
Yeah, I won't be so... make things so spicy next time.
I don't know. This might be one of the better episodes.
Listen, I just thought of another cold white boy, like Michael Jackson. Like, he transcended. He transcended. You know what I mean?
Just click off.
He transcended, click. Dog.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
So I'm saying.
I love the time.
I'm just saying.
Adrian, I would like to think you were like, I'm gonna sit on this one.
I got
a landmine right here.
Wait to very end.
That was good.
The white diaspora.
All right, Spinheads, that is obviously the end of our episode. Next month, the theme falls on me, and I think I'm going to go the cliche route, and that'll just kind of be the best of year episode. It'll also be our 2-year anniversary in December. So we'll have at least one more episode for you before the year is over. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We would love to hear from you guys, all right? I know our... Twitter is going to flames right now, but maybe, you know, if you feel inclined, hit us up on Gmail. I got a link to that in the show notes. Right, if you want to write in and join in on the conversation or share your thoughts with us, shoot us a short email or slide into our DMs on Instagram. I'm sure one of us will check it 2 weeks later, but you know we got you. Other than that, that's it for our show today. On behalf of the Next Spin crew, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode or you like the podcast in general, I got a very small favor to ask you, all right? We're giving you an hour a month of free content, hopefully enjoyable content. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it would mean a lot to us, right? It doesn't cost you anything. It might cost you 10 seconds, a few nice words, and 5 stars, but it would mean a lot to us growing the show and getting it out in front of the right people, all right? And share the show, too. If you know someone that collects records or likes music conversations like this, be a friend. Share. Besides that, please come back next month for the Next Spin. Follow us on Instagram at Next Spin. That's with 2 X's. We got pics and videos related to the podcast posted on there pretty monthly. And most importantly, take care of yourselves, all right? Happy holidays and all that good stuff. And don't forget to play your records. We'll catch you soon. Peace.
Peace. Thank you.